إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we're having, reading from the explanation of Usul al-Thalatha by our beloved Sheikh Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan, hafizahullah ta'ala. And last week we mentioned the issue of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. And before we go into the new issue, which is the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want to mention that from the benefits of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj that were mentioned by the ulama is that one, and we've mentioned several benefits, but briefly, one of the benefits is that it was a means of strengthening the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he had gone through many trials and tribulations by way of Quraysh and by way of his wife and his uncle passing away and by way of the people of Ta'if. So this was a means of strengthening the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is, and that's one. And two, this is the reality of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, innama al-usri yusra. Verily, after difficulty there would be ease. So this was showing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there would be ease, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another benefit that was mentioned by Sheikh Zayd, rahimahullah ta'ala, because we know, as we mentioned in the previous lesson, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led, when he went to Bayt al-Maqdis, when he went to the Bayt al-Maqdis in Philistine, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the Anbiya, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the Anbiya in prayer. He led the Prophets and the Messengers in prayer. So Sheikh Zayd Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that this فَصَلَّ بِهِمْ حَقِيقَةً لِيَظْحَرَ فَضْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually prayed with them so that his merit and his status would be seen and known. Because we know, as we mentioned previously, that he was the one to lead them in prayer. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one to lead them in prayer. And it's incumbent that we have to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is another fa'idah, that it's upon Ahlul Sunnah to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mecca to Palestine and then to the heavens with his soul and with his body. With his soul and with his body. Because you have some individuals that say, as Sheikh Salih Fawzan mentioned, that there are some individuals that say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only went with his soul and he did not go with his body. But this is an incorrect belief. This is an incorrect belief. And the Jamhur al-Ulama, the majority of the ulama, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based on the authentic hadith and based on the ayah that we're going to mention, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went with his body and went with his soul. And from the argument in that regard, the statement of Allah ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَصْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Al-Ayah. Allah ta'ala said, glory be to Allah who Asra, the one who brought his slave from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis. So the ulama mentioned, if it was a dream, if it was a dream in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his soul went alone, then Allah would have said, glory be to Allah, the one who brought his slave from Mecca to Bayt al-Maqdis. So that's one, in Surah al-Isra, that's one. Two, the ulama mentioned, even the Quraysh understood that it was his soul and his body that, yani the claim that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making, Quraysh understood that it was his soul and his body, and not that his soul only went and he had a dream, because they made inkar they denied it and they said that this could not be. If it was a dream, they wouldn't have denied it. They wouldn't have been so staunch in their rejection of this khabar, of this news that came to them. And likewise, another proof is they went to Abu Bakr, مثلاً. They went to Abu Bakr and they said to Abu Bakr, do you hear what your companion is saying? And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if it was known, if it was accepted, or if it was known that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was only saying that his soul went, meaning in a dream, then they wouldn't have gone to Abu Bakr and made fun of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all of this proves that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Isra and the Mi'raj was performed by the soul and the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not just his soul. And then after that, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we mentioned after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came back from the Isra and Mi'raj, or after that event, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued his da'wah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued his da'wah, and what would he do? He would go to the qaba'il, he would go to the tribes that would come for Hajj. The tribes that would come for Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to these tribes and he would give da'wah in Mina. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give da'wah in Mina and he would call them to Islam. And some of the people who had come from Aws and Khazraj, the tribes in Al-Madinah, they believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you had Bay'atul Al-Aqaba. You had the Bay'ah, they gave the Prophet an oath. And then they returned to Al-Madinah and they called, and it was mentioned that, so they called some of their people to Al-Islam. And then they returned to Mecca the following year and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and met them again and more people entered into Islam. And at that moment, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long are you going to stay in this state of oppression? Please come to Al-Madinah. Please come to Yathrib. Please come to Al-Madinah. At that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a bay'ah. He took an oath, or they took an oath with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they would support him, that they would protect him, and that they would defend him, along with their faith in Allah azza wa jal and their adherence to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took an oath that they would support, protect, and defend the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama mentioned that this is one of the benefits that a person, if they want to make hijrah, they should plan the hijrah. They should try to, in the land that they are approaching, they should try to know that there's security and that there's safety there. Not that a person hears about a specific land and they just go there. No, they should know, is there safety? Is there security? Will I be protected there? Will I be safe and secure there? So this is something that is very important. And we have been ordered in our religion to seek the means of protection, and we put our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the punishment of Quraysh and the torture of Quraysh became very difficult upon the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the Muslims. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the Muslims first and foremost to go to Habasha. And then thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered the Muslims finally to go to Al-Madinah once he was assured that they would be safe and they would be secure. Now, there's an issue, and I'm not sure if I mentioned it previously, but a few weeks ago, I asked our beloved Sheikh Saleh Al-Luhidan, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, that if the Muslims are in a particular land of Kufar and they don't have the ability and I'm only mentioning this because we're mentioning the affair of Hijrah. If the Muslims are in the land of the Kufar and they don't have the ability to migrate to the land of the Muslims, is it permissible for them to migrate to a better land within the lands of the Kufar? Sheikh Saleh Al-Ruhaydan, Habib Al-Atallah, he said, yes, this is permissible and this is something which is recommended. Likewise, on the affair of Hijrah, or the affair actually of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before the Hijrah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going to Mina and calling the tribes to Islam. In that regard, a few weeks ago I sent a question up to Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, Hafiz Allah Ta'ala, and the question was, there are public places There are public places in America, in England, where the Muslims have the ability to go and call the kuffar to Islam. The Muslims have the ability to go and call the kuffar to Islam. And they are not forbidden, or they're not forbidden from doing so by way of the government, should they do so. And the Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, yes, it's incumbent upon them that if they have the ability to do so, that they should go to the public places and call the people to Islam. This was what the Prophet ﷺ was doing. The Prophet ﷺ went to Mina and he was calling the tribes to Islam. And look what was the result of that. The result of that was that the Prophet ﷺ, he had individuals to support him, individuals to protect him, individuals to defend him, and they brought him to their land, and Islam spread from there. Islam spread from there. So this is something which is important for the du'ats to do, that they go and they make themselves present in public places and they call the people to the path to Islam. Now, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the Muslims to migrate to Al-Madinah. He ordered the Muslims to migrate to Al-Madinah. And Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Habib Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned that when Quraysh, just like, and I'll mention something, when Quraysh found out that the Muslims were migrating to Al-Madinah, but the Prophet was still in Mecca, the Quraysh became scared that Muhammad would leave Mecca and migrate to his companions, and then Madinah would become a strong, strong Muslim land. So they decided to do what? They decided to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Khalas, finally, we have to kill him. The individual who was protecting and supporting him has died, Abu Talib. We have to kill Muhammad." This is similar to what? And this is, subhanAllah, look at the mentality of the kuffar. The Muslims are leaving your land, and their leader, who is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will eventually leave as well. Just allow him to leave. No, they won't allow him to leave. They will not allow him to leave. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that they will not leave you alone, حَتَّى يُرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ, until they turn you away from your religion. وَلَا تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Jews and the Christians will not be pleased with you until you follow their way. This is just like what? This is just like when the Muslims first migrated to Habasha, when they first migrated to Ethiopia. What did the Kufar of Quraysh do? They didn't leave them. No, they went there. They sent a caravan there. They said, try to bring them back. Lie to the king of Habasha and say these people would cause corruption in your land. Why don't you just leave the Muslims alone? No, that's something we must understand. We must have certainty. They will not leave us alone, even if we migrate. No, they do not want us to follow the true religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is something which Quraysh did it when the Muslims migrated to Ethiopia, and they tried to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he would leave Mecca and join his companions in Al-Madinah. Unfortunately, and I strongly apologize, but I have to get on a flight now. I have to get on a flight to Jeddah, so I apologize. I have to stop the lesson now because the flight takes off in about 20 minutes, half an hour. So I have to board now. I apologize. Inshallah, we will continue next week, even in Allah Ta'ala. And inshallah, I will try for the next two or three lessons, I will try to summarize the remaining portion of the book so that we can finish behaving in Allah Ta'ala within a few, two or three lessons, inshallah Ta'ala. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Taslima kathira.